is better than the blues. New York City, and Frank Morgan is having his long-delayed debut at the Village Vanguard. He's been away from a jazz scene for the last 35 years, but now Frank Morgan is making up for wasted time.
I thank God that these opportunities are available for me. At 53 years old, you know, I mean, it's beautiful to have not just a resurgence in your career, because my career never got this far, you know, just to have a new life and a new career.
When you hear Frank Morgan play his horn, it's easy to understand why he's enjoying a surge in popularity. His alto saxophone style is uniquely supple and lyrical, and frequently invokes thoughts of saxophone legend the late Charlie Parker.
I believe that that it's possible and even recommended to play the blues on everything. You know, to play everything you play with maybe with a blues feeling. I certainly try to do that.
Morgan's life has been symbolized by great promise and even greater failure. His father was a jazz guitarist, nightclub owner in Los Angeles, and a good friend of Charlie Parker. Parker was one of the originators of bebop, and Morgan idolized him.
I learned many, many beautiful things. Even today, I learned many things from Charlie Parker, because I'm just catching up to some of the things that he said to me.
At 17, Frank Morgan played so well, people were calling him the new Charlie Parker. That year, Morgan was first scheduled to make his debut in New York. Instead, he made a debut of a different kind, of a darker kind, as a heroin addict, eventually a check forger, eventually a convict.
Instead of practicing hard, you know, and living right to ensure, you know, that I could do the best that I could, I chose the very thing that would ensure certain failure.
Frank Morgan says he's never going back to prison or heroin. Off parole since December, off heroin for a couple of years, he's making a new life in Oakland for himself and his longtime friend, Rosalinda Kolb.
It's so great to be in position to do that, you know what I mean? To have a house where she has some wall space, you know, and to have a little money, to be clean, enough to be able to enjoy it and feel secure at home and have an opportunity to be home, you know, when you want to.
I gotta go to work.
Time to go to work.
Opportunities abound now for Frank Morgan. He has recently recorded several albums. He's been invited to perform in Europe. Pianist Cedar Walton says there is a lot of freshness to Morgan's sound.
Here's a guy who's been off the scene a considerable amount of time, and you can tell that through this music he has really endured this time away from free.
Morgan has been in and out of jail since 1953. In 1962, he was sent here to San Quentin, where he prospered by playing with what he now calls the best big band he's ever been involved with.
So many fine players were there at the time that I was there. It was a professional quality band.
Were the other inmates interested in your music?
Oh, yes. Yes. In fact, some of the most appreciative audiences, until recently, some of the most appreciative audiences that I'd ever experienced were right in the prisons. You know?
Is that right?
I mean,
they like the music.
Yeah, they really liked it. They had time to listen to it, I guess you might say. Mm-hmm.
Morgan did recently return to San Quentin, but this time just for a visit.
Yeah, I'm having,
good.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah. The better the blues, bro.
Yeah, thank you. Feels better.
Right.
when I was looking for you?
I got light.
I became accustomed to being like a superstar in prison. I was a pole winner.
Is that good or bad? I don't know.
It was bad because it made prison more comfortable for me than the outside world.
Mm-hmm.
I was, outside, I was a little fish in a big pond, outside. But inside the prisons, I was like, instantly when I walked in, I was well, Frank's back.
We'd like to slow the tempo down and play another tribute to Charlie Parker. Since I can't build a statue, we'd like to play Parker's movie.
A pot smoker at 9 or 10, I was prepared. My whole thinking was preparing me probably to becoming an addict.
Was it partially because Parker had been known to be an addict?
I didn't have sense enough to understand that he was against me being an addict, although he was,
What was his response when you told him that you were an addict?
It was. He felt very bad. He wanted to cry. He was like, he was saying, "Well, can't you see what it did to me? I thought you had, enough sense to avoid that, And I was surprised. I thought he was kidding.
Morgan sees himself as a crusader for clean living, and he wants to spread his message to young people. Recently, he appeared at a free concert for Oakland High School students. Morgan says he's making up for past mistakes.
I didn't accept my responsibility to those children. You know, I didn't go out into the schools and play for nothing to show them what jazz was. I didn't go talk to them. I didn't give them a very good example of what a jazz musician did. Showing up for life every day. I'm present, you know, and I'm accounted for, and I'm a saxophone player, and I'm ready to play, and I'm clean, I'm sober, and I'm willing, and I do it with love.